The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at ProFootballNetwork.com.
David Behrman here on Radio Row from Mandalay Bay. The Dolphins All-Pro, Teron Armstead. Teron, thanks for being here. How is your Super Bowl experience treating you so far?
It's been smooth. It's been great so far. Walking around mostly with Marcus Williams of the Baltimore Ravens, my little brother. So it's been good.
It's been good. Let's talk a little bit about the Dolphins season. Obviously, it didn't end the way we intended, but you know, you had a great season. The team had a shot at the one seed. Obviously, it didn't end that way. You talk a little about your experience this year and what this season meant to you.
Yeah, pros and cons of every season for sure. You know, we always come in with that one goal, and unfortunately, we fell short of that goal. This season was incredible. In a lot of areas, like I saw a lot of progression and improvement from a lot of my teammates, a lot of my peers, a lot of guys up front, Rob Hunt, Rob Jones, mm-hmm. Connor, Isaiah Wynn before he went down, and then my quarterback, saw a lot of progression from him in the leadership role, being more vocal. Just a ton of guys is really going after it every day. Definitely pleased and impressed with them and that trajectory as they continue to move forward. Right. It's exciting.
I want to talk to you about Tua. Like, talk about his growth. Obviously missed a bunch of games in all the seasons, played every game this year. You're in the huddle with him on every single play. Talk a little about his growth and what you've seen as Tua's grown.
Yeah, like I said, the biggest step I believe he took was as a leader, mm-hmm. Just taking command and control of the game, of the huddle, even at practice as well. You know, when I first got to Miami, Tua didn't speak. You didn't hear him unless he was saying the play or saying the cadence. Now it's a different story. He's not afraid to challenge guys. He's not afraid to challenge Tyreek and Jalen and Raheem to be where they're supposed to be, get lined up. And that is so healthy. That's so healthy for us and for the team moving forward. It's a necessity.
What's it like getting in that huddle before every play? You look there, you have Tyreek. You look there, you have Jalen. You look there, you have Raheem. What's that like to be blocking for those guys?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, man. You look in the huddle, you see weapons, you see playmakers, you see game changers. It's an amazing feeling. And all we want to do up front is give those guys space and time as much as we possibly can, play in and play out. And we know what they can do. You know, we know that what they can create from that space and that time. So every snap, man, we're doing our very best to try to create that.
We all watch Hard Knocks and we interview and everything, and we see how fun Mike McDaniel seems. How funny is Mike McDaniel?
Mike is fun, man. Mike is energy. He's high energy. He's positive energy. But he's a straight shooter, you know, which I appreciate about him a lot. You know, he's not afraid to tell us when it's not good enough, when it's not done well enough, you know what I mean, which is needed. It's needed. And I think Mike took a huge step too as a head coach. You know, he was young, his first year as a head coach last year. A lot of things that went unsaid, didn't go unsaid the second year.
Right.
So the arrow for the Miami Dolphins is pointing up, man. We just gotta win the big ones, win in the postseason, win in February.
How does it compare with Mike to when you played for another legend in Sean Payton? Yep. You had years under Sean. How does that compare?
Two different approaches, but similarities as well. Those guys are both obsessive. They're both obsessed with the game. They're both obsessed with offensive football and how to create advantages. What's the beaters? So what's the beater to cover 2, 3, 1? You know what I mean? They're obsessed with it, and just brilliant minds. You know, Sean was a lot more intense, a lot more strict and a disciplinarian. Mike is a lot more open, opinionated, more fun, energy, lax, but a lot of similarities.
Since this is your first interview on Radio Row, I got to be the first one to ask, where do you expect to be next year?
I haven't even dove into that much yet. I've just been taking time away, resting, relaxing, hanging out with my family, my kids. After the Super Bowl, after Sunday, I'm going to hit my training, start working out, start getting myself ready to go. And I'll let my body talk to me, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've been through a lot throughout my career for sure. That's not a secret. So as I get to it 5-6 days a week, I'll let my body talk to me.
Teron Armstead, Miami Dolphins All-Pro, David Behrman, Pro Football Network, live from Mandalay Bay.